98.1 KZE on the line with me today from the band Ripe. It's Robbie Wolfson. They've got a new album out called Bright Blues. They are playing at Daryl's House Club in Pauling this Wednesday, November 8th. And I've even got a pair of tickets for the show to give away after we chat. Robbie, thank you for hopping on with me.
Thank you very much for having me. It's nice to hear your voice.
Yeah, absolutely. I was listening to some of your music, and it's great. It's like my favorite kind of music.
Yay! We're happy to hear that.
Yeah, yeah. And I watched the video for Brendan, which I wanted to kind of start out by talking about that song a little bit if we can, because I thought it was just great.
Thank you very much. That was a really crazy one to write, and I'm very happy that it's out in the world. What would you like to know?
Well, what is your songwriting process like? Are you the main songwriter, or do you all collaborate together? Whose idea was it to name Death Brendan?
So I would say that everyone collaborates on the music, and the lyrics are sort of I take the lead and everybody else is able to weigh in.
Mm-hmm.
And everyone sort of takes an active role in making sure that things sing well, but in terms of what the content is, that's usually me left to sort of doodle in my own margins. That one, like, it sort of fell out of me on a walk in, like, near completed form. I was, like, listening to a lot of Bruce Springsteen, and I had just read the book Death with Interruptions by Jose Saramago, which is sort of like a pithy framing of like what if death stopped in this Spanish city for a year and like the political fallout and the sort of like real world repercussions. And I took a walk around my house in the middle of everything being shut down, and somehow like all of those ingredients like mashed together in my head, and this sort of like death as like a working class guy punching the clock sort of came to life. And I don't really... there's not a Brendan in mind. It just sort of like came about as like the first framing of the song. And every time we came around and take another look at it, we were like, this still feels like it fits.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, and I loved the animation that went along with it. Did you know the person who did the animation, or how did you find that, that artist?
Honestly, full credit to our drummer, Samson. That was an idea he had in his head of something that would be a cool world for the song to live in. And he found the animator and worked with the animator and his team and, like, you know, got a sort of storyboard that he sent to us that we tweaked a little bit. But that was, you know, our drummer's vision and then somebody that he found whose style he liked as a result.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, it came together beautifully, and it was a great introduction for me as I was, you know, reading up on your band to have that be the first thing I listened to. I was like, oh, yeah, yeah, I can get into this.
Well, that makes me very happy to hear. I think that the thrust towards having like visual representation for what we do and like videos that we actually care about is a fairly new thing for us. So the fact that you like it is definitely heartening.
Good. Yeah. Hey, however I can be of help.
Hell yeah.
So Bright Blues, I think, is your sophomore full length album, right?
Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah. And how's the tour going? It's been a very long one, hasn't it?
It's been a tour with some interruptions. Like, we had a very extended period from like late March to mid May, and then we had an extended period through the summer. So there have been breaks, but we're also about to start it back up again with Daryl's House.
Mm-hmm.
I would say it's been really nice. I think that like we took what felt like a long time between records one and two, certainly based on the speed that we're moving right now. And I think that it's very nice to be able to sort of go to all these places and see that the way that people are relating to the band now is in line with the record that we put out recently and the way that we sort of view ourselves now. I think that being on like the precipice of a new record coming out, people are like, we love what we hear. And you're like, yeah, but there's different things coming soon. And now it kind of feels more aligned after touring on it for a year.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. What are the shows like? Do you get, you know, serious dancers showing up?
I'll give my opinion and then I'm going to give a small plug.
Nice.
I would say that it's definitely like a cathartic dance-oriented show. I think that more and more we're trying to make space for however people want to relate to the music. There is some more quiet and sentimental stuff mixed in with the dancers. But I think that the point of the show is sort of like an ecstatic release. I want people to walk away feeling a little bit like scrubbed between the ears from having done this thing for 90 minutes with a bunch of other people, with this music, with this band. And then the plug is... our biggest show to date, which was in Boston in April, is about to come out as a concert video and, you know, accompanying record. So Live at MGM is coming out very soon, and that'll probably be the best way for me to explain what it's like to be at a Ripe show right now.
Awesome. That's really exciting. I mean, the best way besides just to go and see the show, of course.
Oh, for sure. No, I mean, I the thing I want to do most is do it anew with people in the room. But I think in terms of, like, what's it like and what kind of crowds show up, like, this is at least, we caught it on camera. You can at least, like, test the waters if you have any concerns before you come out.
Yeah. Scrubbed between the ears is a good phrase that that stuck out to me. Is that kind of how you like to experience music, or how you liked to before you started doing it full-time yourself?
I'm still addicted to going to shows, and I think there's a you know, I'm very lucky that music is a massive part of my life, so there's a bunch of things that, like, I get from it depending on what my mood is and what I'm going to see. But I certainly think that, speaking for just myself individually, that I think inevitably some of that leaks out into the band. Like, it feels like the thing I can do with music that feels the most right to give to somebody else is have it be somewhat, like, for at first palliative and then hopefully motivating. Mm. Like, I want someone to feel better through listening to the music that they choose to listen to, but hopefully, like, an active, like, get off the couch, if, like, sooner than later, better, and not just, like, wrap yourself in blankets and slow down even further.
Yeah.
And that's not to say that that's the only thing I do with music that I can, like, listen to and take in, but right now it feels like the place where I'm most motivated to make things.
Yeah, yeah, well said. Because certainly there's a place for, you know, music that makes you want to wrap up on the couch and kind of just, you know, sit with it. But yeah, I think sounds like you're in the place where you want to be the live band that is an event that, you know, people are, like, excited to come out and, you know, you got to see these guys live show.
Yeah, I mean, I'm currently very obsessed with a very sad record, and it's still motivating me to want to make happy and joyful things. So yeah. I feel like it's natural for me that no matter what's coming in, what comes out is sort of like trying to, you know, brighten the room.
Yeah. Will you share what record you're currently listening to?
It's Javelin, the new Sufjan Stevens. I don't actually know how to pronounce it, so I hope he doesn't hear this and get mad at me.
if he's listening to KZE, I'd be very impressed.
He is very impressive, so I like to think he is, you know?
Yeah, yeah. No, thanks for the plug. I actually have forgotten to listen to that yet, so I'll get into it.
I am very biased, but I think it is very good.
All right. 98.1 KZE. Robbie Wolfson is my guest. He is the vocalist with the band Ripe. They are, you're a Boston-based band, right? You guys got together at Berklee?
Yeah, we all met in college, and things have, you know, sort of continued to ripple out from there.
Yeah. Did you start playing, like, college parties? How did the beginning of Ripe look?
Yeah, it was sort of a combination of, like, sanctioned by one of the college events that there were real tickets to, and then house parties in a suburb, Alston, where the, like, BU, like, frat scene is, and a bunch of Berklee students where we all met or moved out to. There's sort of, like not quite like a student region, but sort of a, like, just outside the city proper student region.
Yeah. Yeah. And at what point did you first start recording? Pretty much right away, or...? Did you take a little time?
Within the first couple of years, we put out a single that was like GarageBand in somebody's house before we'd ever played a show, and with a lineup of people that, like, didn't include the majority of the band as it existed shortly afterwards. So it's like this weird thing of, like, that precedes the shows, but the shows sort of feel like the moments where the band became defined as a group of people on stage making music together. And that was probably, like, within a month of meeting at college. We were, like, partying together for a stretch and then started writing stuff and then had enough stuff to do a show. So we played a Battle of the Bands at a nearby college.
Classic.
Yeah. Third place. You never forget, you know?
Do you remember who won?
I remember who took second. I actually don't know exactly who won.
See, that just goes to show, anybody out there who's all broken up about losing the recent Battle of the Bands, you don't have to win to be successful.
No, you don't have to win. You do have to remember it for the rest of your life angrily, though, you know? Like, you do have to have, I could have been a contender energy for 12 years.
Absolutely, yeah, that's part of the motivation. Ripe is playing this Wednesday at Daryl's House Club in Pawling, New York, and I got a pair of tickets to give away. So, Robbie, have you guys played at Daryl's before?
No, this will be our first time. We're really excited.
Awesome. Well, I hope you have an incredible time. I love it there. The room sounds great, and I always say there's not a bad seat in the house. Like, you can hear everything perfectly. There's even TVs in the little extra room, so if you want to go sit and have dinner, you can do that and still see the show. So it's a fabulous venue, and yeah, thank you so much for hopping on the phone with me.
Thank you very much for having me. This is really nice.